Example 2. Queen of Hearts, Two of Hearts, Seven of Hearts. The colour reading for this is red, red, red. The continuation of a good phase. Taking a quick glance at the colours of the cards, we can see that everything is looking good in the past, present and future, with no problems or obstacles in the way. We start with the Queen of Hearts, so this reading begins with a definite person that we know could be your or someone's partner, mother or other important female figure. If you're a man, this is most definitely your wife, girlfriend or lover, or perhaps a woman who has yet to come into your life. If you're a woman, it could be you. With the focus on the Queen of Hearts and the influence of the Two of Hearts, we have the partnership number of two coupled with the most romantic suit in the deck, another heart. The Two of Hearts is pretty much always about good relationships and fruitful partnerships, so it's fairly apparent that this Queen of Hearts, whoever she represents, is going to get a lot closer, if that's possible. With the focus on the Two of Hearts and the influence of the Seven of Hearts, we have the idea of higher, more spiritual things than the Seven, and with it again being a heart, this is a card of a higher love, fulfillment and joy. The Two of Hearts can't have really got much better, but with this influence it's incredibly powerful. It would be almost impossible, if you were a man, having this reading, to not see the whole thing as some kind of deeply romantic metaphor. Either you're going to meet the woman of your dreams, or the love you already have with a woman is going to get even deeper and more fulfilling. If you're a woman, then the Queen of Hearts could be you, learning to love yourself and experience almost spiritual love and fulfillment. There's no other card but hearts in this reading. Love conquers all. I get a smile on my face just looking at these cards. You don't get much better than these cards. Other things to bear in mind. It's pretty rare to get overwhelmingly positive readings like this. You might find that the whole thing just seems completely irrelevant to someone who is miserable and whose life has run aground. The only thing it can mean in those circumstances is great change. Similarly, if you are having a reading where all the cards are spades and the whole thing is complete doom and gloom, it can be hard to know what to make of it, especially if you're dealing with someone who is full of beans and whose life is going well. It could imply that their happiness is about to be challenged and that they may come to have trouble keeping their happiness going. Spades alone very rarely tell us much, however. I tend to draw extra cards when that happens, and I will come to that idea later.